prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 15 September 2021. Now, we'll bring up a very special guest I haven't had on this program for a while because this lady stays busy 24/7 about. She's like trying to nail Jell-O to the wall to get her involved, but because she's busy fighting this battle. Before we go to her, a few announcements. We are going to try to have Bible study this weekend, like I said, at 10:30 a.m. If you want to join us online, go to PastorButch.com and click on live stream, and we'll be there. The first half hour, 45 minutes, we always do for testimony, prayer meeting, and prayer requests, and praise reports. That's what we do. At 11:30 a.m. Eastern, we will go into current events. Powerful, powerful events that we can prove by Scripture it's happening at the right time. And then at 1 o'clock, I'm going to start teaching. I probably hope we get done in 1 hour. And folks, I don't like what I got to say, but it's Bible, and it's time. It's entitled A Time of War. A Time of War. If you're too fragile to hear these kind of teachings, for goodness sake, don't listen. I don't want you to have a heart attack or hurt your feelings. You know, I mean, I understand how feelings are. I don't want you to hurt your feelings. So anyway, if you want to join us, go to PastorButch.com and click on live stream. If you don't have that computer, call this phone number, 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. We want you to join us. And tomorrow, Lord willing, since it's Thursday, we're going to be in office all day tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern. Take phone calls, answer questions. If I can minister to you, please, I'll be honored to. If you have questions about Christ and maybe salvation or other things about Scriptures, I'll do what I can to help you if I can. Just call me tomorrow. If you want to place an order for one of our T-shirts, and folks, these T-shirts are going out of here really fast and they look really good. If you have enough courage to wear a picture of a lion without a mask and a bunch of sheep with a mask on, the top it says, no fear, and the bottom quotes 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given the spirit of fear. If you get enough courage to wear that shirt, it's a royal blue, it's a beautiful shirt. All I can say is it's available $24.95, anything from sizes from small to XXL. It makes a statement. You heard Summer Dre say last night. People ask about it when she goes out to the store. It gives her a chance to testify to the truth about COVID and Christ also. So they're available. And we're still offering, if you want, the Once Saved, Always Saved booklet, the damnable lie and teaching of the heresy of that teaching. It's $5. I cover postage and handling because the book was given to us as a gift from a very dear friend that has been a friend of ministry for a long time. But we are shipping them out just for the price of the cost of shipping them and packing them. That's all. $5 delivered to your door. You can call us tomorrow at 800-777-4403. And if you have long distance, you can save us money if you'll call us on the toll number, 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We love to hear from you. Tomorrow's our day to chat and for you to talk to Crystal if you have any questions about orders or duty, whatever. We'll be here tomorrow in the office all day long just to say hi to you. I don't want you ever think that I'm above being spoken to by the public. I've had talk show hosts tell me they almost try to hide from the public. No, that's wrong. I'm a minister. And if you're on a radio program, folks, you're somewhat of a minister no matter what you do. If you're trying to tell the truth, you're ministering to people, you're a watchman on the wall. So you should be available if people want to talk to you. They're going to have questions that maybe only you can answer. Now, our guest tonight is a lady who writes a lot of articles, written some books. She's all the time on News with Views, writing powerful articles, well-studied and knowledgeable journalist. Her name is D.V. Kidd. D.V. and I go back D.V. longer than I want to think about doing radio shows together. And welcome to the program. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to call in.
I'm happy to be on your show again.
It's been a while. And before we get into you further, believe it or not, some people maybe don't know who D.V. Kidd is. That's hard to believe, but we have new stations all the country coming on board. Tell the folks who D.V. Kidd is, you a little bit about your background, and how in the world did you get started exposing all these evils and taking a stand. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm a voyeur, for one thing, but almost 31 years ago, I just happened to be at, let me turn the speaker down here, I just happened to be at the book convention in Los Angeles to promote my second published book, and of course, there was nobody at the table because everybody was wanting to follow General, what was his name from the Gulf War? Colin Powell, all of those people. My publisher hands me a book, and it opened right to the chapter on the Federal Reserve, and I started reading it, and I said, this can't be right. So when I got back to Lakewood, Colorado, which is a suburb of Denver, I went down to the Federal Reserve and got a bunch of their materials and stuff and started doing research, and here I am, almost 31 years later.
Well, I sympathize. 29 years ago, this coming March, I was led to go on the radio. I thought I'd just be going on as a regular preacher, just sharing scriptural things. And of course, I still do. The Lord led me in some other directions, D.V., and told me to start exposing some things. And as far as I was the first one in this area to do that. All other preachers thought I was nuts, that most of them would have anything to do with me. Church members got mad at me because I was exposing the evil of this country, and I warned about what was coming as far as homosexual marriage, bestiality, all that. I said, this is coming if we don't stand up. They even threatened to burn down the radio station. So I knew where you're coming from. I was kind of like a June bug in a chicken coop, and everybody's after me. But God vindicates his servants as he has you and me. What we said 25 years ago has come to pass, has it not?
Yeah, and I'm not registered with any party, but I belong to the Howard County GOP Club here. When I joined a little over two years ago, and these are wonderful people, they really are, but I started shocking the hell out of them.
Well, you know, it's not hard to do. They are not either. They're naive. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to say they're naive, unlearned. But the sad part is they really don't want to learn a whole lot.
Well, fortunately, these people do. And
praise God for that. That's rare.
We had Dr. Edwin Vieira Zoom, because he lives in Virginia. He was our guest. We used Zoom. And there was a couple there that came down from Abilene, which is 100 miles from here. And the guy came up and he said, D.V., I haven't seen you since you ran for Congress. He said, you know, we live in that, and that was 20 years ago. And he said, everything that you were saying back then when you ran for Congress, he said, it's all coming true. And I said, unfortunately, that's the fact. And this is just the beginning of the nightmare.
Well, you and I have been doing this a long time. I didn't know you for several years, of course, but got to reading some of your articles many years ago. I read them on my radio broadcast, and somebody said, you need to get a hold of this person. So I did finally get a hold of you. And we've been together now in this battle for a lot of years, and we're seeing this nation every day go further and further into insanity. We have a president, D.V., who dared look us in the eyeball and said, my patience is growing thin with you. Can you believe that man has the gall to look you and I in the eyeball and say, my patience growing thin with you? He's already worn my patience out. But I'm saying, the nerve of that. And if the governors don't follow me, I'll get rid of them. How blatantly... I'm going to look for it. How do you explain that? I mean, how do you explain that kind of gall?
Because he's a career criminal. He is not the president of the United States. Donald Trump is still the president-elect. The election last November was an absolute unbelievable. What I've been preaching about vote fraud since 1993. I wrote a little booklet about it called Blind Loyalty. 45 pages of provable vote fraud. And here we are. They pulled it off again yesterday with Newsom.
They did. They sure did.
He did not win. Okay? First of all, and I think it's Gateway Pundit that has the video from CNN. And when you watch it, you can see them flip 331,000 votes. For Newsom, they took him away from the other candidates. Now, this I've seen so many times, and I have written about it. Let's see, 351,000 yes votes to recall him. They simply made it disappear. And we've seen this over and over and over, right on television. But the people that did this recall has a rather long history. Because when they started it last year, this dictator, Newsom, he, because of all of this COVID shutdown, lockdowns and stuff, the volunteers were not able to do what you normally do. Because when I was out collecting signatures to throw out Gray Davis, another Democrat crook governor, in 2003, we were at the state fair collecting signatures, so we were able to collect our signatures way ahead of the deadline date. But because the state of California was shut down, it became more, you know, difficult. So when they partially opened the state, a lot of money, and I mean millions of dollars, were poured in to try, you know, to get all of the signatures necessary, and they exceeded by quite a margin what they actually needed. So these people are not going to walk away from this. Already we have verified that people, Republicans who went to vote, when they got there, they were told it. We also, and because I'm looking at it, I have it in my hand right now. This is the ballot that was sent to my brother here in Texas. Okay? He's lived here 2 years next month. Last November, what's all that background noise?
I lost you, DV.
What? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yes. Go ahead.
It sounds like there's a truck or something going around in the background. Anyway, last November, California sent my brother the big ballot. All right? And this comes from Candace Grubb. She's the county recorder out there in Oroville, California, which is about an hour and a half above Sacramento. My brother sold his house, okay? When you do that, the county clerk and the recorder, they put that goes into the files, and so they're supposed to remove people from the voting rolls and for jury duty. But sure enough, last month, here comes, and I've got it in my hand right now, your official ballot for the California gubernatorial recall election. All right, so I haven't done it yet. Hopefully I'll get to it sometime early next week, but I'm going to send this and the ballot and the candidates who sent my brother election stuff. And if this guy, Kevin Kiley, he's the person I would have voted for in California. I know Larry Elder is very popular. But he's quite honestly, I don't think, is qualified for the job. But Kevin Kiley he would have made a great governor, and he still might. But I'm sending this stuff to our Attorney General, Ken Paxton, and I'm going to tell him, you need to sue California, because the majority of all of the voting yesterday was done by mail-in ballots. A few weeks ago, the people in California were told that they could print the their ballot on their own computer. Everybody in California got a ballot, whether they requested it or not, and some who are, you know, they're busy gathering the evidence, okay? But they need to get it done before the vote is certified. I believe they have 20 days. It might be a little bit longer in California. But I'm going to tell Paxton, you need to sue the state of California for election interference and whatever other thing you can think of, because obviously my brother is honest and he's not going to vote. But when you sue them during the discovery process, they're going to have to produce the voting data, how many ballots they sent out of state and how many voted from out of state. The other problem with California is they allow illegal aliens to vote. But the bottom line is that the people who were behind this recall and the dedicated people out there who worked so hard, I received a lot of email from them. They're out there starting to do their analysis of what happened, the counting of the votes. What they really need to do is bring Jovan Pulitzer. He's done, you know, the most amazing way to you know, he participated in the forensic stuff out in Arizona. They need to bring him in, and he'll prove it in 10 minutes. But Elder walked away. He conceded. Well, you know, that's all well and fine, but it shows me that you're not a fighter, because the polls did not put Gavin Newsom in a 60% range. Democrats, by the tens of thousands, lost their businesses because of his draconian lockdowns. They hate him out there. So don't give me this garbage that Newsom won because he didn't win. I know he didn't. But well, it's up to the people out there. I'll do my part here in sending the evidence to our attorney general and tell him he needs to sue the state of California.
If the people will stand, and that's been the problem, Devia, for a lot of years, I am seeing, at least with the COVID mess, somewhat of a kickback, although not nearly enough yet, at least not in my area. I told this last night on the program. I went to see a doctor yesterday, and he wanted me to go get an x-ray of my foot, and the hospital wouldn't let me in because I wouldn't wear a mask. I said, well, I just want to get the x-ray. And I called the doctor and told him. He said, well, I know how you feel. He said, I don't wear a mask either, but I can't do anything about this. I can't even get an x-ray done because I won't wear a mask. And the people in West Virginia, most are pretty well common sense-wise grounded, but they're still wearing the mask. Not all of them, but that's 80% of them are wearing the mask now because this Delta strain's coming out. Even though our governor got on TV and said very clearly that 26% of those getting infected are fully vaccinated, 21% are going to the hospital are fully vaccinated, and 25% of the deaths are from fully vaccinated people. Even though he said that, and by the way, I can't find that anywhere online now. That was on local TV stations, and some stations carried it. Our local station did.
I did see that, but you have to go back to the beginning here. First of all, no one has proved that this so-called SARS-CoV-2 exists. That's a fact that we've been able to prove.
All right, they can't even find it.
That they cannot scientifically prove that it even exists. That's number one. Number two, the testing that's used, the PCR test, doesn't test for any virus or infection. All right, so the equivalent or the example that I use is Dr. Smith is going to tell his patient, Mr. Jones, I'm going to give you a diabetes test, but I want you to know ahead of time that the test I'm going to give you doesn't test for diabetes. Because that's exactly what's happened here. From the get-go, you're using a test that doesn't test for any virus or infection. And it's those tests, that particular test, that became the gold standard worldwide that set off the lockdowns. So go back to the beginning, and what needs to happen are the manufacturers of these PCR tests need to be sued. They need to be sued for fraud. That's number one. Number two, have you read the Omega brief?
No, I think so.
Okay. If you go to my website, which is just my name, D Delta E Echo V Victor Y Yankee .com, DV.com, click on newswithviews.com, and it goes straight to my archives in the first, because the column was on Monday. But Dr. David Martin, do you know, have you seen him?
I know of him, yes.
Yes, okay. Several months ago, he did an interview, well, back in May. In May, he did an interview with Reiner, and I don't know how to pronounce his last name. He's the attorney over there in Germany. And I'm half German, but I can't pronounce his name. Anyway, Dr. David Martin isn't just a medical doctor. He's also a lawyer, and he's one of the smartest people you'll find around anywhere. His company is number one in the world since 1998. What they do are track patents, looking for, you know, illegal patents and stuff. So what he was discussing during this interview was these patents for a virus that nobody knew about, nobody had ever heard of. So he explains all of this, and then he explains how much he loves, you know, to catch these people with their own words. So I went and looked up the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, filing for Moderna and Pfizer, because those injections, those two, they are not vaccines. Legally, they are not vaccines.
That's true.
And I link to the SEC filing so people can go and see that I'm not making it up. And both Moderna and Pfizer state in their SEC filings that the FDA considers their product to be gene therapy. Not a vaccine, but gene therapy. Okay, we know that on August the 23rd, the FDA pulled a massive deception on the American people, and the prostitute media broadcast it all over the place. The FDA has approved, you know, Pfizer's vaccine.
Yes.
No, they didn't. They did not. What the FDA approved was a potential vaccine for it isn't even being manufactured yet. So the vaccine, the injections that Pfizer's using now are still under the EUA. Now, this is critically important because these vaccine manufacturers received immunity in the 1986, whatever they call the act.
Mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they're immune from liability. However, Pfizer and Moderna are not vaccines. Therefore, many legal scholars are all saying the same thing. They are not covered by immunity. But let's go back over to the Omega brief. And the woman who did this in Texas, and there's the link directly to it in my column, is 77 pages long. And she did a remarkable job in connecting all of the dots. Because in that interview that Dr. Martin had with Reiner, he talked about DARPA. Now, you've probably talked about the Defense Agency's research.
Oh, yes.
Okay. They're not the innocent girls, Boy Scouts that people think. They're black operations organization, agency of the government. So here is Dr. Martin talking about it, and then you go over and read I forget her last name. Go over and read her brief, 77 pages. On page 16, she starts to talk about DARPA and the fact that back in 2004, DARPA became quite interested in developing bioweapons using coronaviruses. Because most Americans do not know that, or even ask why it was called COVID-19, is because there is 18 COVID coronaviruses before this.
Yep.
Okay, so you have these coronaviruses that are floating around all the time. But for DARPA to be interested in using coronaviruses to develop a bioweapon, this is big stuff. Now, and I forget the name of the company, but they were involved in this stuff with DARPA. and it's in her brief, and this is all well documented. Back then, the new phrase that they developed, guess what it is? The new normal.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did we hear that last year? Well, guess what? It was the phrase that they chose to use in 2004. So this is what they're asking for in this Omega brief, is for our Attorney General to take criminal action. Now, there is something we've all, I'm sure most of you, all of your listeners have or know of the RICO, the Racketeering Influence Corruption Organizations Act, passed by Congress. And I might, as much as I dislike Rudy Giuliani because he's nothing but a liar and a functioning alcoholic, when the RICO was passed by Congress, he really did clean house with the mafia. He did. He put a lot of these bad guys in federal prisons where they died or are still sitting in federal prison. But the, what was I saying? Here, I'm getting senile. Well, you know, it's easy to lose your train of thought.
Sure is,
but
yes.
There's something called a Little State RICO Act. Now, all 50 states of the union can file a what they call a Little State RICO Act. And it's basically designed the same, although it does differ from state to state, it's pretty much the same as a federal RICO. They go after, a person or organization, really, for conspiracy and racketeering and all this other stuff. So what they want Biden to do, she didn't spell it out in her Omega brief, but this is what needs to be done, and we're all hammering on Paxton. He's our Attorney General. We demand that you sit down with Dr. David Martin and this woman who wrote this Omega, because it's all documented. You sit down with them, and we want a Little State RICO Act filed against this company, this. That is how one of the three-pronged attacks where we can break them, because they won't survive this. The second is to get those PCR manufacturers sued for fraud, because how many Americans were forced into 14-day quarantine,
yes,
losing their paycheck for 2 weeks that they can't afford, for using a test that doesn't test for what they're testing you for. The third thing that needs to happen is we lost 285,000 businesses last year.
Hang on through the break, Debbie. A lot more to talk about, folks. And we'll take a phone call next half hour. 844-769-2944. I told you, Debbie, I'd have to have the goods on this. Don't go away.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best stove foods available for all the right reasons. Go to themana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
And folks, I want to make mention of this before tomorrow. I know somebody will be calling Barnes and say, well, you weren't on the air the first 15 minutes on shortwave on WWCR. And we weren't. Somebody called Todd, a producer, and he got on that line and called WWCR, and they got on the air. Folks, I apologize for that. We've had problems with WWCR for the last several months quite a few times. And it kind of bothers me a lot because these hours are not free. So I don't know what to say. I'd rather they're fair. They take off the amount from the bill that we were off the air, but that doesn't get the broadcast out in front of people, and that's what we need to do. So I don't know what happened. They seem to be slipping up quite a bit in the last few months. So if you call tomorrow and going to tell me that, remember I told you tonight we knew it already. We did all we could do, and Todd took care of it. Our guest tonight is D.V. Kidd. Now, folks, go to newswiththeviews.com. Type in her name, D.V., D-E-V-V-Y, Kidd, like K-I-D with an extra D, K-I-D-D. Check out her writings. The woman documents what she writes. She's very strong in her writings. She's very clear in her writings. Even I can understand it. So you need to go check it out because D.V. has been in this battle for a lot of years. She stood her ground, told the truth, been through a lot of abuse, so to speak. Did her best to change things, even to the point of running for Congresswoman. She tried her best to make a difference, and she still is. But now we're going to discuss for a few minutes what most of us probably already know, and I'm going to show you this about the call the other night, D.V., don't get back to you. After we're off the air Tuesday night, had a listener call me, and he was talking about one of his friends, one of his neighbors, and I assumed that what he meant was he and his neighbor had a talk about the vaccine, so-called vaccine. The neighbor got angry, stormed off, and slammed the door in his pickup truck and left. Well, the neighbor got the shot. And 2 days later, he's in the hospital with a massive heart attack, not knowing what he's going to live or not. He had blood clots in his heart. Folks, the COVID so-called vaccine does cause blood clots. Young people in their 20s and even teenagers dying from blood clots after the shot. Go to our website, PastorButch.com, and look under health news or government cover-ups or COVID hoax, and watch what's going on for real. Don't take my word for it. Don't take Divi's word for it. Listen to the doctors, professionals who are trying to tell you, do not take this jab. It will kill you. It is killing people. And it's going to increase over the next few months, I promise. Go ahead, Divi.
Well, let me, as a helpful suggestion here. Now, this so-called vaccine mandate that this criminal in the White House is going to try to circumvent the law with using OSHA. However, there's a problem with that. So don't listen to the media, because they've been blabbering through their lying mouths about, well, none of those will succeed. Baloney. Because here is the law. Whenever what's called a major rule change happens by any agency of the U.S. government, it must be published in the Federal Register. That gives the public the opportunity to comment, to object to it, whatever. Okay? They didn't do that. They're depending on the Department of Labor to order OSHA to force employees to take these injections. So that is not going to stand up. Number two, the National Labor Relations Board, and I've given people the information in the last two or three columns, the NLRB is very tight on you. An employer cannot force an employee to do something against their will. Their regulations are very tight. So you can file a case with the NLRB. That's, we know about the religious exemptions. Some of the colleges and universities, these are Lucifer's pimps. They won't grant them. Let me give you the case, and I know you want to take some calls, but this is quite important. The first case that was kicked by an ignorant judge was the Houston Methodist Hospital. Mm-hmm. 117 nurses filed. Their legal counsel was completely, totally unprepared and quite ignorant of the law. And he did not bring up the Nuremberg Codes. Now, the Nuremberg Codes, as I'm sure your listening audience knows, was a result of what the Nazis did. Okay? Now, the world recognizes the Nuremberg Codes, which say that nobody, no government, nobody can force experimental medicines or shots or drugs. You cannot be forced to take them. And I provided Supreme Court cases, and they're recent. They're not, 1948. The Nuremberg Codes are actually used more often than people realize in this country, backed by the U.S. Supreme Court. And the one example, the case that I gave, was a man who was, pulled over and they thought he was drinking, and so they forced a blood test on him. He didn't want to give it. And so the Supreme Court came back and said, they called it a minor event, but they said yes, because that was his defense, that is against the Nuremberg Codes. It's called bodily integrity invasion of your body. So the U.S. Supreme Court said, even for a, quote, minor incident like this, the Nuremberg Codes absolutely protect Americans. So had the attorney for the Houston Methodist used that and a few other things, that they would have been successful, but they weren't. So we need, for everybody to understand your rights under the law. We also need for employers to stand up and say, we aren't going to do this, like the sheriff in Los Angeles County. We're not going to force it. His staff, and that's so big, they do have more than 100 people. This country, I got a new T-shirt that said, this country was not founded by cowards. So right. My other great T-shirt has a picture of a lion on the front, and it says, your first mistake was thinking I'm one of the sheep.
That's good. People. I like that.
Yeah, people always comment about them. But we have to stay the course. Now, all these skirmishes are going on, these lawsuits to, try to stop the colleges and universities. But we have to go for the juggler. That means, number one, getting one state one state to file a RICO on the patents and stuff. How can you file a patent on something that nobody knows about? Okay. Second of all, are those PCR tests. Now, if you go back, and I'm getting ready to file a Freedom of Information Act request again with the CDC. I already filed one in May, and they sent me bull garbage in response. This time, go back to January of 2020. January 19th, I believe the man was 53 years old. This is where it started. If you're going to solve a problem, you have to go back to the where it started. Now, this guy came back from Wuhan, and he happened to see a travel advisory from the State Department that said there is a respiratory pneumonia outbreak in Wuhan, China. So he just got back. So he thought, well, I'm not feeling so good, you know, and personally I think it's psychosomatic. But so he goes to the local clinic, and they do a swab test, send it off to the CDC, okay? And this is this thing with the swab is ripe, absolutely ripe for catching these liars, because I explained this in my column a week ago Monday. So in any event, the next day, the CDC comes back and says, oh, my God, this is a new coronavirus. And here we are today. It all started there. And we have so far, because I'm going to file the FOIA, I want to know what they did with the swab. Because if they use the PCR test, their game's over. Okay? The game is over. But America just took it for granted that this swab that was done overnight, and just because this man had been over there and, you know, he thought he had a little runny nose or something, this whole thing is absolutely evil.
Well, but you know what? I've said this many times. They just didn't deceive this country. They deceived the whole world through this.
And they're going
to
pay.
Not everybody, but the masses.
Well, the resistance worldwide is getting bigger. We're talking hundreds of thousands of people rebelling just in one city like London or France. So their whole game is falling apart, and this is going to backfire in their face, because you have tens of millions of Americans, tens of millions who refuse to get the injection. And now, tragically, we are seeing the deaths increase. Those injections will never work. They're not designed to work because of the technology that's been injected into a person's cells that becomes part of them. There's no refunds with these injections. There's no going back. Now, the people who've taken the injections, they don't want to hear this out of fear. They don't. And who wants to be told that if you don't die in the first week or the first few months, that technology is busy destroying your immune system, which is going to turn around. It may take a year, depending on your immune system, how it, you know, and your state of health. It's going to turn around and start attacking your major vital organs, your brain, your lungs, your kidneys, your heart, and your liver. And so then you will start to develop autoimmune diseases. Now, there's a website, which I linked to in the last couple of, not the one on Monday, but the previous two columns. This is called C19 something or other. But I feel so bad for these people that their doctors, their nurses, their teachers, they all were injected between December and January, and none of them can function in life anymore. And I read probably 50 of the testimonials that I could have scrolled for an hour trying to, you know, read all of them. And their numbers are growing, and they can't get any help anywhere. They don't know what to do. Their lives are ruined. Ruined. And these are pro-vaccine people.
Yes.
So now there are people, you know, they're going to start questioning this. They're going to say, well, wait a minute. If these, quote, vaccines are supposedly to keep you from getting it, why are the hospitals filling up with people who've been injected? why did my sister or my brother or my friend die? Last Saturday, Friday, I was talking to a woman. She's quite an activist up in Montana. And she said, Devi, she said, this is so scary. She said, the last couple of weeks, she said, every couple of days, somebody I know has died or somebody that I know of. And these are people who, you know, didn't know the truth back in January, February, March, and they took the injection. She said, they're starting to die all over the place. She says, has it started? And I said, yes, it started. And it is scary. And we also, you know, one of the links I had in my Monday column, the number of deaths of infants from breastfeeding mothers who only have had the one shot, because you have to wait 3 to 4 weeks for the second injection. So now they're killing babies, and my heart bleeds for these moms. It just makes me sick. These mayors,
it should make you sick. It should make us angry. I mean, they're using this as experimental guinea pigs, and I, for one, am tired of this stuff. I mean, that's an understatement. I've had my fill of these people getting by with this. They've been doing it for years. This isn't the first time. This just happened maybe one of the most major events, but this is not the first time. People have got to wise up, and some are. Thank God some are wising up. But
well, a lot are wising
what's
up.
What's it going to take to get the people fired up enough
more
to say that's enough? I mean,
more
I hear
deaths.
Talk shows saying the word war.
Well, let's hope that that's not the case, but there's going to be great rage, I believe, when relatives start, you know, dying from this. And like I said, supposedly 49% of the population has been injected. So that still leaves 51% of the American people who are saying no. Here in Texas,
yes,
almost 2 million Texans have not gone back for the second injection. That speaks volumes. And the first people who are going to experience or be on the other end of the rage are governors and the rest of these Lucifer's pimps who've been pushing this. Now, when you have some of these lawmakers, you know, who are, you know, you've got to get vaccinated, they're going to, because they've all happily taken the injections, they're going to be at the mercy also of Russian roulette. And when they start to have liver, the only major organ in your body that can self heal itself is your liver. I take a liver detox liquid every single day. It's wonderful.
Good for you.
Well, your liver performs 500 functions for your body every day.
Maybe I don't mean cut in. We got a couple calls and I've been holding for quite
a
while.
Go ahead.
Well, that's all right. I mean, we could talk forever. We only have an hour program, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Let's go first to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good
you
evening.
You didn't call me today. I left you a message.
Oh, yes. Well, you can call me tomorrow. I'll be in office all day tomorrow.
I'll call
sorry.
You tomorrow.
Go ahead.
I've got something that we really have to discuss that came from Sandale. But this time, first off, they have a prayer visual going on, 7 a.m. your time, 7 p.m. Your anybody's time period. They are asking that people pray for all of you truth tellers, all of the media that is telling the truth, because there is a list, and on this list of names are the people they're going after first. 300
mm-hmm.
names. That's first. But they've asked for prayers. 7 a.m., 7 p.m., everybody take a couple minutes and say a prayer. Well,
send me the list.
I don't have the list.
I'd like to see the list.
Dave Hodges, a friend of his that he knew when he was younger, he called him. They haven't talked in years. He called him. He says, I don't like your politics. I don't like what you're doing. But we were friends a long time ago. And if it hadn't been for you, I might have been on a different course. So I'm calling you to tell you your name is on this list that he showed in the page with his name on the list. They're coming for you. They're coming for all of them. And the second thing is, Don't forget to send Pastor Butch a donation. Order a T-shirt. They are nice. I got
Thank
mine.
You.
I've been wearing mine.
Thank you.
People look at me, but they haven't. They don't say anything about it. They just say good morning.
At least,
I say, good morning.
At least you got them thinking. At least you got them thinking. That's important.
There you go. And the last thing is this volcano. They are now, the gas is escaping. There have been small landslides. The earthquakes are getting shallower. They are dusting off the evacuation protocols on the island and in Spain, trying to figure out how to get all these people off these islands and away from the coasts, because this is anywhere. If you're on the Atlantic
Right.
Ocean and you don't want to watch this and you don't want to move, the minute anyone says this volcano is gone, put your name in permanent marker, your social security number, or anything that will identify you on your body, and that way maybe, just maybe, you can be identified if they can
okay.
find you.
All right, Jan. Thanks, call. Appreciate it. Running out of time quickly here. Anything else?
What Sandale's got on. But
okay.
Let's do our prayer. Do our bits.
Amen. Amen, yes. Thank you, Jan. Thanks so much. Any comments, Steve, before we move on to
no.
next caller?
No.
All right. Let's take a call. Mick from New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Here's something. Yeah, PCR test. It don't work. Yahoo developed
Whoops,
it.
What happened?
He was sick. Right before he died. You know what I'm saying?
Can you hear me? I'm sorry, Debbie, can you still hear us?
I can hear
yeah,
you.
I'm still here.
It was so quiet there, I just wondered.
Yeah, no, we're here. So oh. Mick is talking. Can you hear Mick okay?
No, I can't hear anything.
Toddy can't hear Mick. She can't hear Mick. Go ahead, Mick, very quickly. Go ahead.
Well, I said, the guy who developed the PCR test, he's dead, and he said, quote, unquote, the thing don't work.
Yeah, he did. He did say that. That's right. And that's all part of the plan. But, Mick, the people in America just fell in line like sheeple, like they have for generations, and said, yes, yeah. So give us a test and give us a shot, whatever you want to do. I have family members who've taken this shot, and no matter how much proof you show them, D.V., they either don't want to look at it, they just walk away from it, or this goes over their head, because they don't want to hear it.
They are what I call the unreachables.
I agree.
They have been conditioned. Remember, the first week of March is when the prostitute media began the finest in Soviet-style propaganda. They orchestrated using opticals for 24/7. They cherry-picked hospitals in New York City so that you got the impression that every hospital was flooded with people who were going to be laying dying on the sidewalks, when, in fact, two blocks away, the next hospital was virtually empty. And so this was all optical orchestrated. So
yes, it was.
There are people, like I said, there you cannot reach them. So move on.
Move
because
on. You're right.
Because the fear is like cement in their mind.
It's paralyzed them. And Mickey, I got to jump in. This we'll say very quickly.
Yeah. This is a book. Let's start back to the 17th century. The burning of the witches. Well, this is what's going to happen to those who are behind it.
Yeah, well, they deserve that. Good call, Mick. A guy jumped, but thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Wisconsin and talk to Dino. Dino, come on in.
Yeah, DDK, you're in Texas, correct?
West Texas, uh-huh.
Okay, I'll call Butch tomorrow. Get to know where you're located, because I want to stay in touch with you. But I just have three things to say. You know, it comes down to self-education. And people, there's hundreds of verses in the Bible that you can also pray in imprecatory prayers also. You don't bless your enemy's friend all the time. We can agree, right?
Oh, yes.
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 And it's self-education. And what you've been saying, Dee, I've known this for 20 years. And I live north of Milwaukee and south of Green Bay. But if you do information at people on the AMA, you know about that, right? Dee and Butch, how it started?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yep. We do.
American Medical Association.
Yes,
he even goes
yes.
all the way back to Moses when he used his staff for good. Right?
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
that. indeed. Well. Indeed. Here's a little play on words for you. The ones who want to promote the lockdown people should be the one that we should lock up in the jails, right?
Very true. Yeah. Very true. Very true, well, Dino. Thanks for the call, my friend. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. You have a good one. Dee, we're down the last few minutes. I'm going to stop phone calls now. You've got about 2.5 minutes. I want you to wrap up what you want to tell the people.
Well, every life is precious to God. But these people, like I said earlier, there is no refund once you get the injection. My only child, my daughter and her husband, she's a professor at a university in Colorado. He teaches special needs children, and the pressure put on them, they took the injection. And every day I pray for her. And I pray for all of the people who, out of ignorance and fear, counted into them. They're just human, okay? And they believed the authority. And at the beginning, none of us really knew what was going on. We saw this horror show going on. I've never worn a mask one time, this whole time, not one time.
Good but for you.
What we've watched is, like I said, is so well orchestrated. But these people, the injections are going to bring them down. They are not going to be able to escape this. And it may be a year from now when Governor so-and-so starts to have liver failure or clots on his brain that kills him. And I've received emails from people who claim to be Christians that are happy. They say, just hang in there, DB. The good news is they're going to die too. Well, it's not good news. God is the one who decides when, you know, you're going to leave this earth. But my heart breaks for these people who, look at the, and I'm 72, I'm not a spring chicken, but let's just take somebody who's 70 years old and the wife's 68 and, you know, they don't have a lot of health issues, but they have, you know, been conditioned to, the CDC said it and, you know, we have to do this because it's the right thing to do. And they're either dead in the first week or the first month or 5 months, but you can take money to the bank that they will be dead within 2 years.
That's been said, but other doctors also, virologists I've heard on the internet, I've seen this on the website. Folks, she's telling the truth. And we love you, and by the grace of God, I'll see you in the office tomorrow. And DV Kid,
yep.
Thank you, sis, for being out there.
Thank you for having me on your show again.
We'll be talking again real soon, sis. Have a great one, folks. I'll see you in the office tomorrow. Have a wonderful night.
Good night. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.